A new TV ad in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race focuses on cases that one of the candidates handled dating all the way back to 2013. It's Monday, January 26th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the state's agriculture industry could soon feel the impacts of new policies set by the Trump administration. And some communities and developers are transforming shuttered schools into apartments. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
New TV ads in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel are focused on Schimmel's record as a judge and district attorney. Rich Kramer looked into Crawford's first attack ad accusing Schimmel of going easy on defendants in domestic violence and child pornography cases.
Crawford's ad claims Schimmel let domestic abusers walk with no jail time as Waukesha County judge. It cites two cases where Schimmel sentenced defendants to probation instead. A review of the cases shows Schimmel required they seek counseling if deemed appropriate. Jonathan Lavoie of Milwaukee has been a defense attorney for 25 years. He says cherry-picking cases without context is not appropriate.
I think that judges should be looked at from their entire book of business and not just cherry-picking one or two cases.
Crawford's ad also highlights a child pornography case Schimmel handled as Waukesha County District Attorney in 2013, where his office struck a plea deal. The ad notes the defendant's attorney made thousands in donations to Schimmel, but Schimmel says donations from attorneys have never created a conflict of interest. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's agriculture industry could soon feel the impacts of new policies set by the Trump administration. Experts discussed the president's policy goals at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's annual Agriculture Outlook Forum. The topics included Trump's promise to deport people in the U.S. without legal status. Many of these immigrants are a key part of the workforce on dairy farms and in processing plants. Kelly Wilfert is an outreach specialist for UW-Madison's Division of Extension. She said at the forum that farm owners and workers can start preparing now for a potential crackdown on immigration.
There is value in knowledge, in understanding what are those processes that actually have to be undertaken, and in understanding what your rights are.
Other experts on the panel expressed doubt that the new administration would seek to deport farm employees, saying the impact would be devastating for agriculture. After a public mass shooting, people in communities affected tend to buy more alcohol. That's according to a recent study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Psychology professor Nick Buttrick says mass shootings have impacts beyond those directly affected.
You know, when you live in a place and all of a sudden the idea of safety is sort of torn away from you, what happens? How do people deal with that?
His team looked at weekly alcohol sales from grocery and drug stores in communities that experienced public mass shootings. They found sales went up after a shooting, and the effect persisted for at least 2 years.
It's an increase of around 3 to 5%.
Buttrick says the findings show the wide-ranging impact of violent events. Overdose deaths are down for the second year in a row in Milwaukee County. As Evan Casey explains, this follows years of rising drug deaths in the community.
Final numbers won't be tallied until all toxicology results are in, but it appears there will likely be fewer than 500 overdose deaths recorded in Milwaukee County last year. That's down from 668 the previous year. The decline comes as county leaders have been trying to get Narcan and fentanyl test strips into the hands of more people. Vending machines filled with the free supplies have been popping up throughout the county. First responders are also handing them out. The goal is to save lives until people get into treatment. Jonathan Bellott is a manager for a Milwaukee Fire Department team that offers support to people who have OD'd. He says the decline in deaths is encouraging.
It doesn't mean by any means that our work is done. It's a step in the right direction.
Overdose deaths have also been trending down across the state and nation. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, with housing in short supply, some communities and developers are transforming shuttered schools into apartments. As Danielle Kading reports, around 20 schools have been redeveloped with the aid of state incentives since 2017.
A former school in the village of Randolph will be turned into affordable and market-rate housing. The community is receiving a $250,000 grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Village President Ken Ireland says they have a shortage of homes.
You not only don't have workforce housing, but you don't have that older stock housing that are a lot of times the first home for a young couple to purchase.
Superior Mayor Jim Payne says his city is providing financing to turn a shuttered school into 50 housing units.
We're targeting the actual cost of rent in these buildings and holding that down.
Wisconsin needs up to 227,000 housing units by 2030. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And last but not least, quick check of weather, and it's really feeling much warmer than the past few weeks out there today. High temperatures in the 30s across the state. Could see a couple of flurries in the north throughout the day as well. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, leave us that rating and review. Help other people find the show. Let us know what we can be doing better. And also, you can send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day and a great start to the week. We'll talk to you again soon.